Underground Preacher checking in to the Underground Church. And today we're talking about faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's so simple. I used to think that I had faith until God came and worked my game up. And I realized, no, I don't even have faith. Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And the Bible also says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is like a power, and you tap into that power through belief. The way God put it to me was like this. First, you have the Word of God, because it is faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So first, you had the Word of God. You read your Bible. Constantly read it over, 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 over. And as you read it, there are some passages, there are some scriptures that you're going to read and profess to yourself. I mean, profess it to yourself. It's necessary. And we're going to go through one example of profession in a minute. Because as you read your Bible, understand that Israel is the people of God. And if you embrace the God of Israel, you become a people of God too. So the same promises that God has for his people applies to you too. So you can claim those. And the importance of professing it is because you have to believe it. Like the Bible says it, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. First, you have the Word of God. You have to read it, profess it, until it starts coming alive. That's when the hearing begins. Now you start hearing it. It starts sinking in. Once you start hearing it, your faith starts to grow. That's how it goes. And then as your faith grows, as you start to believe it, now you start positioning yourself. Because the Bible also says in James chapter 2, verse 26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. You have to put some work to it. Once you start believing it, move. Position yourself to receive. So first you got the word. Listen, let it sink in. And as you believe, and then you position yourself to receive. That's how it works. If you're praying for a house, go house hunting. You're praying for your car, go car hunting. Go to the dealership. Look at cars. Which one would you like? Position yourself. Put some action to it to receive it. Because like the Bible says it, it's the substance of things hoped for. You hope for something. Position yourself. What is it that you're hoping for? If it's a car, which one? Move in it. That's what the world is calling manifesting. Oh, I'm going to manifest this into it. That's the twisted version of faith. Because the proper faith is with God. You go to God. It has to be monitored by Holy Spirit. Because this is some powers that we cannot control. It's too powerful for us. So if God does not monitor it, we're going to hurt ourselves in it. If God were to just give us that power in our hands to just manifest like the world says it, you're going to go and manifest a car while you're not even ready to drive a car. Be honest with yourself. You will see a 3-4-year-old, because he wants to drive a car like his dad, will manifest a car just to drive it. And there goes an accident. Holy Spirit has to monitor it because we are still children. These are powers that are far beyond our comprehension. So let it be okay. The Holy Spirit monitors it and has a way for us to position ourselves to receive it. And surrender to him and let him be in control. So you position yourself and you receive. And in time, God will give it to you when the time is right. But also, don't get it twisted. Sometimes you will ask for something and God will say no. But when he says no, it's still for your own good. Surrender to him. Just trust him. He knows what he's talking about. In time. And when it comes to professing something, when you read the Bible, the promises that God has for you. Because I remember when I was going through it, I had to profess the promises, the blessings in my life. I had to do it every day. Because while you're going through it, you're going through poverty, but yet God tells you you are blessed. How are you going to believe it? So you have to repeat it to yourself until you believe it. So that's where professing comes in. You have some scriptures, you write it down, and the way you profess it, you take it and you replace the pronouns in there as if it was to you. And you profess it, you read it to yourself every day, every day, every day, every day, until it sinks in. Then you start coming alive. You start positioning yourself to receive. And you start seeing the manifestation in your life. An example of scripture to profess is Deuteronomy chapter 28. I word it in a way where we can profess it together. It goes like this. Now it shall come to pass, if we diligently obey the voice of the Lord our God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which he commands to us today, that the Lord our God will set us high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon us and overtake us, because we obey the voice of the Lord our God. Blessed shall we be in the city. Blessed shall we be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of our body, the produce of our ground, the increase of our herds, the increase of our cattle, and the offspring of our flocks. Blessed shall be our baskets and our kneading bowls. Blessed shall we be when we come in, and blessed shall we be when we go out. The Lord will cause our enemies who rise against us to be defeated before our faces. They shall come out against us one way and flee before us seven ways. The Lord will command a blessing on us in our storehouses and in all to which we set our hands. And he will bless us in the land which the Lord our God is giving us. The Lord will open to us his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to our land in its season, and to bless all the work of our hands. We shall lend to many nations, but we shall not borrow. We shall carefully observe all the words of this law that are written in this book, that we may fear the glorious and awesome name, the Lord our God. Amen. This is an example of professing. Claim it. Say it. Repeat it constantly until you start believing it. And when you start believing it, walk like you are the people of God. Walk like the blessing of God is upon you, and watch God bring it to pass in your life. That is the power of faith. Faith is a power. Like Jesus said, if you have it like a mustard seed, you can move mountains. And faith, like a seed, can grow to a tree. Faith grows. Faith is powerful. Learn to tap into it. Surrender to God. Let him be in control. And trust him. And watch him bring everything that you ask for to pass. Amen?
Amen.
Underground preacher to the underground church. And I'm out.